On a beautiful sunny morning, I invite my old, almost 8 years old granddaughter, to Vicky, to walk with me near a lake, which is actually a water reservoir for our beautiful city. We walk happily, listening to the soft noise of the crystal clear brook running alongside our path. The path was lined with beautiful green trees, sweet scent flowers. We could hear birds singing. I asked my blue-eyed, cheerful, and innocent granddaughter how she was preparing for baptism. She answered me with the question, "Grandpa, what is sin?" I silently prayed for inspiration and tried to respond as simply as I could. Sin is the intentional disobedience to God's commandments. It makes the Heavenly Father sad, and its result are suffering, sadness. Clearly concerned, she asked me, "And how does it get us?" The questions first reveal purity, but also reveals concern for how to avoid involvement with sin. For her to understand more clearly, I use the natural elements we had around us as an illustration. Continued down our path, we found by the side of a barbed wire fence a stone post of considerable size. It was heavy structure with flowers, bushes, and trees, little trees growing around it. Over time, this plant would become bigger than the post itself. I remembered that a little farther down the path, we would find another post that had been already taken over. Little by little, almost unnoticed by the vegetation that grew around it, I imagined that the post would not perceive that, despite its strength. It could be encompassed and destroyed by the fragile plant. The post would have thought, "No problem, I'm strong and big, and this small plant will do me no harm." So as a nearby tree grows bigger, the post does not notice it first. Then the post starts enjoying the shade it provides. But the tree continues to grow. It encircles the post with the two branches. At the first, it seems fragile, but in time, intertwine and surround the post. Still, the post does not realize what's happening. Soon, in our walk, we found the proverbial post. They have been plucked out from the ground. My little granddaughter looked impressed and asked me, "Grandpa, is this the tree of sin?" I then explained her, that was only a symbol or an example how sin gets us. I don't know what the effect of our conversation will be on her, but it made me think of many faces of sin and how it sneaks in our lives if you allow it to. We must be alert because small choices can bring great consequences. Just as going to bed early and waking up early have a great consequence. Doctrine and Covenants 88:124 teaches us, "Rise early that your bodies and your minds may be invigorated. Those who go to bed early wake up rested, with the body and mind invigorated and blessed by the Lord because of obedience." What may appear to be of little importance, such as going to bed late, not praying for a day, skipping fasting, or breaking the Sabbath, such as little sleeps, will make us lose sensitivity little by little, allowing us to do worse things. When I was a teenager, my curfew was 10 p.m. Today, that's the time some go out in order to have fun. We know that it's at night that some of the worst things happen. It's during the dark hours that some youth go to places with inappropriate environments where music and lyrics do not allow them to have the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Then, under the circumstance, they become easy prey to sin. Often become prey to sin, they start with someone choosing friends whose standards are not consistent with the gospel. In order to be popular or to be accepted by peers, the person then compromises gospel principles and laws. going down a path that only bring pain and sadness to this person and to his or her loved ones. We must be alert not to let sin grow around us. Forms of sin are everywhere. Even, for example, on a computer or on a cell phone. These technologies are useful and can bring great benefits to us. But their inappropriate uses, such as involvement in time-wasting games, programs that would drive you to carnal pleasures, or much worse things such as pornography, is destructive. Pornography destroys character and makes its users sink in a quicksand of filth, out of which the person can escape only with much help. This terrible monster causes pain and suffering, both to the user and to his or her innocent children, spouse, father, and mother. The fruit of carnal pleasure is bitterness and sadness. The fruit of obedience is sacrifice is sweetness and everlasting joy. Decisions about the standards to follow must be made in advance, not when temptation appears. Our parameters must be, this I will do because it's right. It comes from the Lord and will bring me happiness. This I will not do because it will drag me away from the truth and from the Lord and from the eternal happiness he promises to the faithful and obedient. Since the Father knew we would make wrong choices, he and his wonderful plan of love provide a Savior of the world to atone for the sins of all those who repent, who come to him looking for help, consolation, and forgiveness, and who are willing to take upon them his name, Jesus Christ. If we sin, we must look for help quickly, because alone we cannot escape sin's trap, just as the proverbial fence post cannot free itself. Someone must help us get rid of the deadly embrace. Parents can help, and the bishop is called by God to help us. It's to him that we must open our hearts. Doctrine and Covenants 58:42-43 explains, "Behold, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more. By this you may know if a man repented of his sins. Behold, he will confess them and forsake them." A few months after a walk near the lake, my granddaughter was interviewed by her bishop, her father, for baptism. After the interview, I asked her how it went. She answered, almost rebuking me, "Grandpa, an interview is confidential. You know that." "Bishop, I hope you take this responsible seriously." It seems to me that my granddaughter grew a lot in understanding in a very short time. Just as the tree I have described brought sadness, pain, suffering, entrapment, another tree can bring the opposite. It's mentioned first in 5:10-12. "And it came to pass that I beheld a tree whose fruit was desirable to make one happy. And it came to pass that I did go forth and partake of the fruit thereof. And I beheld that it was the most sweet above all that I ever before tasted. Yea, and I beheld that the fruit thereof was white, to exceed all the whiteness that I had ever seen. And as soon as I partook of the fruit thereof, it filled my soul with exceedingly great joy. Dear brethren and sisters, stay strong. Make good choice that will allow you to eat the fruit of the tree of life. If for any reason you have erred or left the past, our hand is extended and we say to you, come, there is hope. We love you and want to help you to be happy. Heavenly Father loves us so much that he has given his only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ loves us so much that he gave his life in atonement for our sins. What are we willing to give to be clean and receive that joy? Of this truth I bear my testimony in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.